Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because with me, I have Starla Finch, MD. Surgeon, author, speaker, certified life coach, Dr. Starla Finch took her love of studying and understanding people to the next level after obtaining her master's degree in sociology from Texas A&M University and working with the elderly. She went on to medical school, internship, residency, and fellowship. She studied at Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine, and the University of Washington. A few years after landing her dream job, Dr. Finch faced life-altering physician burnout. It made her question everything she thought she knew. She found a way to remember why she went into medicine in the first place. Now she helps others in the medical profession to do the same. Starla, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you came to this passion and purpose, not only for medicine, but for helping other people be able to rekindle their emotional attachment and energy to the field of medicine, all of which benefits the patients to the ultimate degree.
Well, thank you, Vicki. That's a great question. I certainly took the long way home, for sure. I've always loved people and the study of people, so that's why I started out with sociology and got my master's, as you said. And my first real job was in the hills of Virginia, going door-to-door, doing one-hour needs assessment surveys for the elderly. We couldn't imagine doing that now, just ringing a doorbell that on your survey sheet, no backup, no cell phone, and asking a stranger, may I please enter your home for an hour? We wouldn't even dream of doing that today. And it was so interesting, Vicki. My heart went out to these people. They knew that they were taking a pink pill, but they didn't know what it was for. And they said, oh, their doctors were so busy, they didn't have time to explain things to them. So I started lugging around this huge book. It looks like an encyclopedia called the PDR, Physician's Desk Reference. And this was way before Google, of course. So I would look up the medicine they were on, and we'd figure out that they had diabetes or high blood pressure. And I just knew that I could do better for these people. So that's why I went to medical school and ended up through internship and residency and fellowship. And then, just when I thought I had it made, I'd been out in the real world of doctoring for a while, I became so disillusioned with the bureaucracy of it all. You can't imagine that I would have to fight with insurance companies to get approval to do surgery on a patient with cancer. They would say, oh, this must be cosmetic. But just the paperwork instead of people work made me crazy. And I went through a real period of deep burnout myself. And after I pulled myself out of that, which was not an easy task, I knew that there were tons of people around me having that same problem, nurses and doctors and technicians that I worked with every day. And I just wanted to help them be able to feel the new, renewed vitality that I felt. So that's when I started developing the online community I have called Love Medicine Again, to kind of help us all put back the passion in our practice.
That is so beautiful and so patient relation oriented, and it's never been needed more than now, you know, and for the last few years, as you mentioned, with so much regulation that makes really caring doctors, most of which are really caring, who really want the best for their patients, have to fight people who are at the end of an email for the ability to give them proper care. So I'm just so excited about what you're doing. And now you're making that happen for the whole world of medicine and for those who are patients receiving care in your new book. Tell us a little bit about your new book and how that came about.
You're so right, Vicki, about how things are progressing these days, and thanks for acknowledging that. Well, part of the reason that I was able to turn things around for myself was I would talk to my colleagues who I thought got it right. These were doctors that I had interacted with that really seemed to truly love what they were doing still in medicine. So I started interviewing them, setting up formal interviews with several of these doctors and asking them really deep questions like, what did they do on a routine basis that helped them be better doctors? And what would they tell their 21-year-old self about being a good doctor? And just the answers that came forth, I can't begin to tell you. Sometimes we'd sit there and cry. We'd have to go get a box of tissues in the middle of an interview. We'd laugh. Some of the interviews were at Starbucks, some in doctor's offices, some in the OR hallway. So I combined all their great wisdom with my own experience and insight and included some patient stories that had really helped me through it all. And after that, the book just kind of wrote itself.
That is just so incredible. There must have been some challenges along the way. Would you like to share what some of them might have been and some of the lessons learned from that, either in the writing of the book or gathering information or just from the medical community in general?
I've certainly had my share of challenges. I think everyone has, Vicki. One of the ones that I like to share is my dad's reaction when I called home to tell my dad and my mom that I was going to go back to school to become a doctor. I called him from Virginia after I had been working with the elderly for several months, and I wasn't asking for financial support. That just doesn't fly in my family. I was just looking for emotional support and letting them know what I wanted to do. I can remember that phone call like it was last night, Vicki. He told me that that was the dumbest idea I'd ever had, and he did not support me at all, and it just about crushed me. And he never ate his words until my medical school graduation. My parents got me a graduation card, and in it he wrote, "Guess I was wrong." Can you believe it? So in retrospect, that served me pretty well, because if you tell me I can't do something, then that does tend to make me stronger, and I think everyone has that reaction. And it was, of course, a challenge because I followed my dream to be a doctor as an older medical student and as a female, and especially because I'm in the Deep South in Atlanta in the Good Old Boys Network, so that was a challenge itself. But to me, the biggest challenge, Vicki, has probably been in recognizing that the answer to overcoming burnout is really an inside job. You need to be exposed to the right tools and the right mindset, but unfortunately, no one can really fix it for you. You kind of have to do the work.
I think that's true for all of us and everyone and everything. No question about it. Well, Starla, you certainly have a physician audience for your book, but you also might have a patient audience. Tell us a little bit about what you hope readers will gain from the book.
Well, thanks, Vicki. I agree. I think my book has appeal for medical professionals and for regular people, because who hasn't been a patient? For healthcare providers, I really want them to have a step-by-step game plan, a way to get back to why they went into medicine in the first place. And for patients, it's a chance to peek behind the curtain and learn what a doctor's life is really like and learn that doctors are human too, not just medical machines. One of the things I found, I'm also lucky enough to be a featured blogger for Huffington Post. One of my blogs a couple months ago went viral with over 98,000 hits called The Secret Lives of Doctors. And I think it was because, Vicki, I spoke out about how doctors really think and feel, and it really hit a nerve. So that's what I'm hoping this book will do, to shed some light and open up the connection between doctors and patients, because we both have to work together to help people get healthy.
Oh, that is so true. And I think the book is so long overdue from the standpoint of making that point and also helping doctors, again, revitalize their interest and their enthusiasm for why they came to the medical profession in the first place. What do you hope the work that you're doing in the medical profession, as well as now this wonderful message in this fantastic book, how do you hope that might impact the world if you were to look at it globally, almost as a legacy that you might leave, though I think it's far too early in your case to talk about legacies. What would that look like, though, for you?
Oh, I actually love the idea of legacy. That kind of brought a little tear to my eye, Vicky. Thanks. The deepest wish I have, the deepest wish for this book and for the online community that I have over at Love Medicine Again, where there are literally hundreds of healthcare providers from all over the world already involved, from India, Africa, Malaysia, Australia, France, Canada. My deepest wish is that all of that will instill a movement to put back the humanity in healthcare and to help us all learn to lead with our hearts.
Oh, I love that. That's just brings up such a beautiful vision for me personally, as well as I think for the world. Really, really wonderful. Do you have any tips, Darla, that you would recommend either for alleviating stress within the medical community and also for those outside of the medical community? I know you said it was an inside job, but any tips about how to approach that?
Absolutely. In the past few months, I've developed a program, Vicki, that sort of condenses the information in my book, and it's called The Four-Step Plan from Burnout to Balance. And it, the first one is clarity. The second one is creativity. The third one is compassion. And the fourth one is connection, which I think connection is pretty much the most important one of all. And this really puts the information from my book, Remedy for Burnout, into an even more action-oriented platform. And I think this plan can help anyone. It's not just those in medicine, because let's face it, everyone has some degree of burnout no matter what you do.
That is so true. And sometimes you're buried so deep in it that you don't even see a way out of it, or you don't even recognize the stress and the burnout you may be suffering from.
You know? Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Well, it has been such a delight to talk with you, Starla. Thank you so much for bringing all of your wisdom and wonderful optimism for the medical community and for the medical community's patients to our call. I want to make sure everyone can connect with you about your class, about your book. Is there a website where they can go to learn more?
Absolutely. And thank you very much, Vicki, for this opportunity to help heal medicine. I have two websites. The easiest one is www.lovemedicineagain.com, lovemedicineagain.com, or people can also find me at Starla Fitch, StarlaFitchMD.com, StarlaFitchMD.com. And I would love for us all to get together because, you know, as we say, we are all in this together.
No question about it. Starla, thank you again so much for the generosity of all of your wisdom, great information, and enthusiasm and joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Vicki. Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you out there who have joined us. We have this show on weekly, so same time next week. We'd love to see you again. And if you want to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. Have a wonderful week.